You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, as we teased it in the open, Dan, my partner and co-host Dan Gliske, we've got a great show ahead today. We're going to talk all about social media. You know, what I love about the power of the internet for small business is the ability to connect more efficiently and directly with your customers. And we know the power of search, for example. And today we're going to hear all about the power of using social media. We'll learn all about it today. We'll learn some tips from some experts. Great show ahead. Before we get to that, Dan, we've got some sponsors that support Startup Nation Radio every week.
Oh, we sure do. We really are grateful for our sponsors, Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. And in fact, Pappas Financial, Norm Pappas was on our Shark Tank show last year.
He was great.
It was last week. It was fantastic. Yeah. Just really quickly about Pappas Financial, they have been a trusted advisor to business owners for over 40 years. They guide entrepreneurs on strategies that protect their business and personal assets. They implement company benefit solutions, provide a roadmap for business owners to ultimately transfer those assets to their estate. And if you want to get started, stay on track, make sure you get Pappas Financial on your team.
Indeed. You know, for full disclosure, we use Pappas Financial at Startup Nation. And boy, I'm so glad we did, because they helped us get set up right from the beginning. You know, you think these are the kinds of things, I'll worry about that later. The reality is, if you're going to start a new business, you've got to get your ducks in a row, get everything lined up right from the beginning. No one tends to think about those kinds of things, but Pappas Financial will help you get organized. They're a great sponsor of Startup Nation Radio and a great supporter of small business and entrepreneurship. Well, great show ahead. Listen, one of the things we're going to do today to encourage some callers is that our first expert, we're going to bring on in a second here, is going to tell us all about social media. But in addition, if you contact Startup Nation Radio today, if you call in, and that number is 800-859-0957 with a question, talk to the show producer, Bree, and Bree will screens calls all the time, picks the ones to put on the air, and if Bree selects your call and you get to ask a question of Corey, you will indeed get a free copy of Corey Perlman's new book. And boy, that's a great read. I read it in anticipation of this interview with Corey today, and with no further ado, let's bring him on and get rolling right into the subject matter today of social media.
Fantastic. Corey Perlman, she lives in Georgia. She grew up in Michigan, attended Florida State University, and she is our social media expert and the author of Social Media Overload, as Jeff, you just brought out. And we're really interested in hearing what Corey has to say about social media. So without any further ado, Corey, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
To a girl's voice, but it may not be.
And Dan, I didn't want to correct you as you were rolling through that, but I knew Corey was not a girl, but a guy. And Corey, a great expert. We're fortunate to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about your background, and we're going to talk about social media in a second, but we want to just learn a little bit about you. How in the world did you become a social media expert?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, and if that was Dan, look, that's not the first time that's happened. My name goes both ways. There's just as many girl Corys as there are guy Corys. Don't be too hard on yourself, Dan. It's okay.
I'm over it, Corey.
Good. I'm glad you're over it. You know, it's funny. It's great to be on this show with you guys. Jeff, you and your brother, I go way back in different ways with you guys. You know, I've lived in Michigan for a third of my life. Michiganders are some of my favorite people in the world. And I was actually asked yesterday, I do live in Atlanta now, but I was in Michigan yesterday, what I miss most about Michigan is the people. I really do.
That's what people always say. Well, that's great. Hey, what's better than the people, right? There's nothing better to be known for than the quality of people here. And I agree with you completely, Corey. So listen, you're now it's great to reconnect with you. You are now a social media expert. Tell us what that means. Give us a little background.
Yeah, so I basically go around the world talking about social media marketing strategies for small businesses. And my whole thing is all about focus and keeping everybody, instead of being a jack of all social media sites, master of none, I want people focused on the sites that actually will show results for their business. If they're not generating results with social media, it's just a hobby.
Okay, so first let's break it down. Social media is what?
Social media is word of mouth on steroids. So one of the things that often gets lumped in with social media are things like email marketing, website and blogs. I actually look at those differently. I call those digital marketing because they're not really a conversation. But if you're not doing your website, your email marketing, and your blogging correctly, then social media can't help you, in my opinion. So I think you got to make sure that you get those done correctly as well.
Okay, and to break it down even further, we're really talking about when we talk about social media platforms and tools that we can work with and through in order to get our messages to the audiences we're trying to reach. We're talking about Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, et cetera, right? These are the kinds of media channels that we're talking about with respect
to social media. That's correct. And the first thing I think your listeners need to do before they jump into any of those tools, or even if they're already in, to take a step back and figure out where their customers and prospects are spending time online. Figure that part out first. Are they on Pinterest? 83% of Pinterest users are women. Is there markets on these social media sites? And then decide which ones you're going to prioritize and which ones you're going to focus on.
Okay, that's a great tip. We've got our first tip. I just wrote it down, and that is first, that's a great one. First, define your audience. Find out who the demographic is
right.
using the social media platform, and then target the social media platform that best addresses the audience you're trying to go after.
I think that's
correct.
I think that's perfect. Corey, you know, people, I really like what you had to say about really, if you're not really focused on business results, this is really just a hobby for you. And I think so many people do get wrapped up in Facebook likes and Twitter followers. And I get concerned that they're chasing the wrong metric, which is increase in sales. And I'm looking forward to saying, how does social media really increase sales? And how do you really make sure you're chasing the right metric?
And that's the bottom line, Dan. That's the right question. So right after this break, Corey, we're going to bring you back and we're going to start to drill down now on how you generate new sales through the social media platforms. Okay, so we're going to be right back on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to get back with Corey and we're going to find out how to do it, how to make social media work for us. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.